Good evening to everyone. My name is Jeremy Moore, and I'd like to officially welcome you all to the 2016 Legal Shield Conference Call. I hope you all had a fantastic 4th of July celebration this past week and weekend. I know we surely did as a family. But just a couple of quick things before we jump into the meat of the call. You know, we really want to focus on featuring more and more of our onboard success teams, success stories, and accomplishments out there. So if you've done some really special things, it doesn't have to be huge, just small or something made, you'll get a hold of us during the week and let us know. We really like to feature you guys on these Monday night team calls because we want to share your successes, what you're doing with the entire team. And you can simply do that by emailing us at kenmoore@leadshieldassociate.com. That's K-E-N-M-O-O-R-E at leadshieldassociate.com. Or you can always call us directly there at the home office of Legal Shield at 580-436-7476. 580-436-7476. What an exciting time to be a part of Legal Shield. Some phenomenal things are happening. I'm extremely excited to hear from tonight's trainers. But so I'm going to get off and go straight to Durant, Oklahoma, to a platinum executive director, millionaire club member, six-figure income earner, but most importantly, he's my dad, and that's Mr. Randy Moore. Dad, are you there?
I am. Thank you very much, Jeremy. You know, first I want to go to Highland, Utah, and to regional vice president and millionaire club member, Mr. Dave Hall. He was actually the top recruiter on our More Success team and one of the top recruiters in the entire company last month. Mr. Hall, congratulations. Welcome to the call.
Well, thank you very much, Mr. Moore.
Tell everybody sort of what's going on, and maybe you can give a few tips or something to help other people on the call.
Well, I think all the tips, all the secrets to this business have been shared for decades. It's just called activity. Get out there and do something. But, you know, I got a little bit extra excited last month with the $100 promotion to bring people on board. I'd kind of been sidetracked for a few months with just other personal things going on. I'd always stayed in Performance Club. I believe that's just a core fundamental of anyone that wants to be a leader in this company. But I just decided I was going to kick it up last month and get going. Even though we had Cancun right there in the month, it ate up a week, and I had a family reunion that ate up another 4 or 5 days where I didn't have cell phone service. We were still able to recruit 20 people last month in the business. Some of them we gave away to other associates to help them fast start qualify, but most of them, I think I ended up placing 16 of them personally in my own mind, and help. Now this month I'm helping them get all fast start qualified, which is so awesome that they had the announcement yesterday on the this morning on the call where Tony Petrillo announced that they were going to be paying out the Fast Start bonus money for all the people recruited with a $100 promotion. And a little bit of a tip on how to go out and recruit 20 people in 1 month. And we've done it before. This isn't the first time that we've done 20 or more people in 1 month. In 2003, we were the top recruiters in the company. But one of the biggest keys is, first of all, you got to always have a pipeline full of people. You've always got to be prospecting, doing your 2 to 5 to 10 exposures a day. And you just start to keep a laundry list of all these people that haven't said yes, but they haven't said no, but they're still thinking about it. They still like you. They're still kicking the tires. They're casual people. And as you build this list of literally dozens and dozens of people, one day you just get serious about it and you get someone that says yes. And once you have someone that says yes, you can go back through that list and you can start contacting these people. And you know, Mr. Moore, if you were my prospect, I'd pick you up, pick up the phone and call you is, hey, Mr. Moore, we talked a few weeks ago a little bit more about my company. You didn't have all the information you needed right then and there at the time, but I'm calling you back because something really exciting happened this morning. Another gentleman joined my team. I can't even make any promises, but I really think this guy could do very well with the company, but I need to place him rather soon. And if you can make a decision today on whether or not to join our company, I can actually put this other agent on your team. And if you're familiar with the broker industry, brokers make income off of what agents do. And it'd be nice to start your first day in the business with another agent already on your team. And then obviously it makes it easier for you to say yes to that. And the kicker to that was, you know, I could tell people, look, when I joined, it was $249. A few years ago, we were purchased by a private equity firm. They brought the price down to $149. But for this month only, I can tell you it's only $100 to get started, and I can put somebody else on your team. Could you think of any reason why we shouldn't be in business together? And usually the answer is, no, that makes sense. Let's do it. Boom, we get them signed up. Now I've got two people on my team. I pick up the phone. I call a third person. I say the exact same thing. They say, wow, I've got two people on my team. Bam, I put them in. Pick up the phone, call another person. I say, look, if you can make your decision today, I can put three other agents on your team today. And I just kept snowballing that chain. And literally the day before I left to my family reunion, I was on the phone calling people saying, hey, look, you know, I got 16 agents that I can put on your team today if you can pull the trigger. And, you know, if they can't say yes to that, then they're definitely not going to say yes to me calling them the beginning of this month saying, hey, I got nobody to put on your team and the price went up $50. So it made me really easy to just kind of clean house, get rid of all the old tire kickers that weren't able to pull the trigger, and now I'm starting over with a new fresh list. I'm contacting new people, recruiting new people, and helping all those other people get trained. So with that said, Mr. Moore, back to you.
Well, Mr. Call, again, congratulations. Great stuff, and it's always great to hear our More Success Team associates that are having such phenomenal success in this business. Expect to hear you up there each and every week. We have no doubt that you will be. So, again, thank you, Mr. Call, for being on.
Thank you.
All right, now to introduce tonight's special guest speaker, I want to go all the way to Ada, Oklahoma. He's a Platinum Four Executive Director, a $500,000 ring earner. He's an original Millionaire Club member with Legal Shield, still leading our More Success Team now after 30 years, and that is Mr. Ken Moore. Mr. Moore, are you on?
I'm right here, Randy. What a great day you and I had today. But, you know, Randy, even before I introduce the next speaker, you know, each year we give the top producer on our team $1,000. And then we give the top recruiter $500. So this year, just since Dave did all that, I've been thinking this year we're going to up it. We're going to go ahead and give the top producer the $1,000, and we're going to give the top recruiter $1,000. So, Dave, you're well on your way. Whoever is the top producer, whoever it is, the top recruiter, each one will be receiving a personal check from me for $1,000 a piece this year. Anyhow, Randy, just want to throw that out there because we always have some fun at the end of the year with a few things like that, and we're so thankful for the people on our team. We're thankful we got so many just good family people on our team out there working. Everybody from Tony down in South Carolina to Dave out in Utah to Jeff Hughes down in Virginia to people up in New Hampshire. We got them all over the country, and we're thankful to everyone. But tonight we got a very special gentleman from Utah, Platinum 2 Jacket Earner, $250,000 ring earner, Millionaire Club member, author of four books, an author of programs. He's a husband, father of four, child of God, and a personal friend and a great team member and one of the best trainers on stage you'll ever hear. Nobody but Mr. Chris Hughes. Chris, welcome to the call, my friend.
Mr. Moore, thank you so much. I really appreciate the invitation and the trust. And
Chris, let me interrupt you a minute. You have a program of your own coming up pretty soon, don't you, a retreat?
Yeah, we do, and we'd like to invite the entire More Success team. It's July 18th through the 20th. It's all day Friday. Well, it's 12 to 5:30 on Friday and 12 to 5:30 on Saturday. We've got Steve Milia coming to train. We've got Jeff and Cindy Hughes that will be there, and then, let's see, Brandon and Emily San Diego, six-figure ring earners, Ryan and Kate Burns, six-figure ring earners, Dave and Sherry Hughes, my wife and I, both Millionaire Club members. Dave Hall is a Millionaire Club member. He'll be there. So it's going to be an incredible event, tons of fun. And if anybody wants information on that, you know, you can go to our website. We should have linked up with your website, Mr. Moore, but I'd be happy to answer any questions if anybody has any. But, yeah, we're excited about it. It's going to be a great event. Did I lose you?
I muted myself out. sounds good, Chris. Let's hear from you tonight. Appreciate you.
All right. Well, thanks again for the invitation to share some things with the team tonight. And before I begin my remarks, I just want to piggyback on what Mr. Dave Hall was just saying. And I know he had to cover a lot of ground in a short period of time, but he just gave us all, you know, $1 million tip tonight. I mean, it's such a powerful technique. And the neat thing about what he just shared with us is that it's good for everybody. You know,
Mr. Hughes, this is Randy Moore. Can you hear me?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Chris, you are breaking up really bad. You're sort of way off in the background. Are you on a speakerphone or?
No, I'm not.
Okay.
Can you hear me okay now or no?
I can hear you real plain.
Okay, maybe it's me. I apologize for that. I didn't mean to interrupt. I just want to make sure everybody, I know you have some great information. I want to make sure everybody can hear.
I don't know about the others, Randy, but I can hear him real plain.
Okay, go right ahead, Mr. Hughes.
Okay, good. No worries. But anyway, I was just saying it's a powerful tip, and it's good for everybody. It's good for the recruiter because it helps them get another recruit, you know, and expand their business. And it's good for the new person because they get to start out with a little bit of success. You know, they get to start out with somebody on their team. And, you know, all the top recruiters in the company do this. Mr. Carruthers has been doing this for 14 years. And, you know, I remember when I first came into the company, he was recruiting 20, 30, 40 people a month, like clockwork. And I was like, how in the world is that guy doing that? And he did that by keeping his pipeline full, working hard, always exposing Legal Shield to other people, and then doing exactly what it was that Dave Hall just laid out. So I appreciate him for sharing those tips. And, you know, not only did he recruit 20 people, but, you know, he sold 20 memberships. And you do the math just on those memberships. I mean, that's $5,000, you know, somewhere around there, depending on you know, which membership it was and how much was paid out. But anyway, congratulations to him for an incredible month. And I want to talk tonight about my training for my remarks tonight is titled, yeah, Why, Your Why Legal Shield, and Why Now. And I'm going to try to get this done as quickly as I can. But, you know, in Napoleon Hill's great book, Think and Grow Rich, one of the most powerful books on the mindset of success ever written. And he says in the book that you've got to have a definite major purpose. You've got to have a chief aim. Zig Ziglar says that most people are wandering generalities. You know, they're unfocused. They're not mission-driven. They're not goal-oriented. They're just wandering generalities. They're just kind of, you know, humdrum, show up, they're very casual, and it's been said that people that are casual end up as casualties, you know, and you just can't, you can't be casual in business. You know, in business it takes focus and tenacity and passion and enthusiasm, and you got to be a goal setter and a goal achiever, and you got to have faith, and you got to have grit and a willingness to get out there and bust it and work hard, and you got to be humble and teachable and coachable, and there's all of that stuff. You don't want to be a wandering generality. You want to be mission-driven and focused. But again, Napoleon Hill talks about your definite major purpose. What is your definite major purpose? What is your chief aim? What is your goal? What is it that you want to achieve? Well, when I was new in Legal Shield, I had a lot of goals. You know, I wanted to quit my job. I wanted to work for myself. I wanted to earn 6 figures a year minimally in Legal Shield. I wanted to go platinum and get the platinum jacket and become a millionaire. And those are all neat things, but at the core of my desires was I wanted to be a dad. You know, I wanted to be home for my kids. There was a time in my childhood when I was walking home with my brothers from school, and I just was praying to God that my mom or my dad, it didn't matter, I just had a bad day at school. And I was praying to God for a miracle. I knew both my parents worked, and they worked all the time. But I was a kid, and I had faith, you know, faith of a child. And you know, God, I need my mom and dad to be home today. One or the other, doesn't matter. And I got home, and I just had full and perfect expectation and belief that, one, my father and my mother would be home, and they weren't home. And I was heartsick about it, you know, and I cried. And I can't remember what it was that I was upset about, but I can remember the longing to have my mom or dad at home. I can remember the prayer, and I can remember the sore disappointment that I experienced as I walked through the front door. Mom, Dad, and nobody responded. And something happened to my little spirit, you know, my little child spirit back then, and I made a decision that when I was a father that I would be home for my kids. You know, that if there was that one day or those two or three or four or five days in a kid's life where they got beat up at school or somebody teased them or made fun of them or they didn't do good on a test or they just needed something to talk about, that I would be home for them. So at the core, for me, my definite major purpose was to create enough passive income to where I could be job-free for the rest of my life so that when I got married and I started my family, I could be there for them. And that's exactly what happened for me. You know, I worked really hard those first 3 years before I got married, and I was able to get into a six-figure income working the business part-time. And then I literally got married, went on my honeymoon. I came back, went to a convention 3 days later, two or three days later, and we got recognized for earning over $100,000. It was an amazing way to start out, you know, to start out our marriage. Well, that was my why. I wanted to be home for my kids on those days that they needed me. And we all need to have why. We all need to have our reasons for building the business. And I'll give you a note to take. Don't let your reasons for doing the business become your excuse to fail. You know, a lot of people start the business because they want to be home with their kids, or they want to travel more, or they need to make more money, or they want to have more time. And then we see people quit the business for the very same reason that they started the business. You know, so because they don't have the money to go to the briefings, or they don't have the money to go to the conventions, or whatever the case may be. So don't let your reasons become your excuses to you know, pull the cord, to bail out, walk out the back door. So that's the first part, is your why. Your why needs to be something that tugs at the heartstrings, because, you know, what you'll find in Legal Shield is all the actions that we're asked to do are very, very easy. But building a business is very, very hard. And I don't care what business it is, Legal Shield included, building a business, especially a successful business, especially a business that pays you $100,000 to $300,000 a year or more in passive income, is a very difficult thing to do. It's possible. Lots of people have done it, and lots of people are in the process of doing it. But here's what we find, is that people, if they don't know why they're here and they don't have a definite major purpose or a chief aim, something that tugs at the heartstrings and keeps them motivated, they just quit at the first sign of adversity. So I encourage you all, if you don't know those reasons why you're here and if they don't tug at the heart a little bit, I encourage you to meditate on that. You know, take some time and be still and just ask yourself, what is it that you really, really, really want? What is it that it moves you emotionally? You know, some people, it's just seeing the world that God made for them. They want to travel. For some people, it's just being a stay-at-home mom, you know, or a stay-at-home dad. For some people, they want to be involved in the ministry. For some people, it's charity. It's giving. They just want to give and help and serve more people. But whatever it is, that's important that you have that. Number two is, why Legal Shield? The direct selling industry is a huge industry, and it's really become a profession. There are thousands, tens of thousands of people all around the world who are network marketing professionals that out-earn many times, they out-earn doctors, lawyers, you know, professionals, they out-earn them. You know, I've got friends that are surgeons that don't make the kind of money that people on this phone call are making. You know, neurosurgeons. And that's the possibility here. So, you know, just a quick note, this is a profession. Network marketing or direct sales, or those of you that are in professional sales and calling groups, all of the above, those are professions. They're crafts. They're trades. And encourage all of us to always be working on mastering our craft, you know, mastering our trade. So why Legal Shield? There are so many companies that are selling vitamins, lotions, potions, pills, skin cream, anti-aging, weight loss, vitamins, candles, jewelry, makeup, cookware, you name it. There are so many companies that are offering these types of products, and they mark these products up, you know, 2, 3, 4 times, and then they call it a business opportunity. Here's what most of these companies do. They take a product that you or I could buy at Walmart, some variation of that product. May not be exact, but it's a close cousin, if not exact. So they take a product that we could buy at Walmart for, let's say, $7 or $8 or $10, and then they mark it up to $40, $50, $60, $80, or even $100. And then they pay the sales field pennies on dollars. So in other words, if you sell something that costs dollars, then the company's going to pay you pennies, right? So you sell I've got friends that are selling anti-aging skin cream, and it's $100 an ounce. For 1 ounce of skin cream, it's $100. You could get 5 ounces of silver, of precious metal, for the same price that you could get 1 ounce of this anti-aging skin cream. Well, when you sell a bottle that costs dollars, you get paid in pennies. And, again, all of these companies, you're competing with Walmart and GNC and the Internet, where people can get these things readily and have them shipped to their house. Or they could just go down to the drugstore and pick up some variation of these products. And, again, the customer is asked to pay dollars, and then the associate gets paid pennies. Well, Legal Shield is completely opposite. We've taken a product that costs about $300 an hour, and we've marked it down. We didn't take a product that cost $10 and mark it up. We took a product that was priced very, very high. As a matter of fact, higher than most people on planet Earth could ever afford. We took something that was that high, and we marked it down to about $17 a month. You know, people can have unlimited access for a year for about what they pay for 1 hour of an attorney's time. So, again, we've taken something that was super expensive, and instead of marking it up, we've marked it down. We've made it palatable and affordable for the masses. And when we get paid, when I go out and I market a membership, and that customer pays me, you know, they basically pay me pennies, and I get paid in dollars. You know, so I was doing the math the other day, and if I go out and I collect, well, I'll tell you in story form. Somebody asked me recently, are you still doing that legal thing? I said, Legal Shield? Yeah, whatever it's called. You still doing that? Of course I'm still doing that. Are you still doing that job? You know, you still doing that job thing? You know, we have a little laugh. And they go, no, really? So how long have you been doing it? I've been doing it 13 years. Man, that's crazy. You're still doing it. I go, look, for every dollar that I collect from the marketplace, Legal Shield pays me 7. So if you give me a dollar and I go and give that dollar to Legal Shield, Legal Shield's going to give me $7. Why in the world would I ever quit? Could you please show me the downside of that equation? You know, of course, that gets people's interest. You know, it gets their interest when you tell them that. I go, look, I'm not collecting dollars. I'm collecting, you know, a collection of dollars, like $17 or $26 or $35 or $45. You know, I send them $45 to the company. They send me $7 for every dollar I send in. You do the math, buddy, and you'll see why I'm still here after 13 years. So that's why Legal Shield. We have no competition. I've been in the business 13 years. I've never met a competitor, not one time, and I don't anticipate meeting a competitor. We know that some companies have tried to do this. Montgomery Ward's tried to do it back in the 80s. They went out of business. You know, I mean, there's been a lot of companies tried it. Nobody's been successful like Legal Shield. We have a suite of services unavailable anywhere else in the country. We're it. Nobody knows what we do, how we do it, and we do it very, very well. So well, in fact, that a mid-market investment firm called MidOcean Partners a couple of years ago started kicking our tires, New York Stock Exchange Company, then Prepaid Legal. They fell in love with what they saw, and they wrote a check for $650 million, the largest single investment that they've ever made in that company's history, existence, larger than Jenny Craig when they bought that company, larger than South Beach Diet when they bought that company, larger than LA Fitness when they bought that company, larger than Bushnell Binoculars when they bought that company, larger than Isotona Gloves Company when they bought that one. These are household names. They bought Legal Shield with the intention to make a household name. That's why Legal Shield. And so why now? Well, everything that I just said. Years ago when we were doing prepaid legal, it was great. But it's only gotten better. The brand of Legal Shield is phenomenal. It is a world-class brand. The company is doing everything in its power to help each and every one of us make more money. They are not leaving any stones unturned. They're exploring well-worn paths. They're also exploring uncharted territory because they want to take Legal Shield from about $500 million a year to a multi-billion dollar a year company. You know, I wrote an email to Rick Mason last week, and I said I wanted to tell our CEO, I said, I wanted to thank you for this $100 promotion. You know, we nearly doubled our recruiting from May to June, and it was because of this promotion. I want to thank you for that. And I said, and just so you know, I've got my fingers crossed that you'll extend the promotion into July. And, you know, a little smiley face. And he writes me back, and he says, hey, Chris, congratulations on your recruiting month. And, yes, people are so excited. And, you know, unfortunately, that was a one-month promotion. The sun is setting now on that promo. But we're going to be running the numbers, and we'll see how we did. So they're going to do some research. Here's what I love about MidOcean Partners. Nothing that they do is haphazard. Nothing that they do is because they think it's a good idea. You know, they ran a $100 promotion. You know what they're going to do now? They're going to look and see what the quality of those $100 associates looks like. How many of them are getting fast start qualified compared to the $149 associates? How many of them are getting into production? How many of them are keeping their membership? How long are they keeping their membership? Right? How productive are they being? And if it, you know, if it was good business, they're going to do it again, I'm sure. If it's not good business, they're not going to do it. Well, isn't that what we all want? Isn't that what we want as a company that's going to make decisions based upon hard research and real numbers and not on some fancy pants idea or some platinum out in the field that, you know, has an irritation and needs somebody to make a change? No, they don't do that. They don't respond in that way. We are with a real company with real leaders, with real vision, and they have $650 million in, you know, in debt, burning them up on a daily basis. I know we don't have that much in debt, but still, they wrote a big check, and they understand the reality. You know, they didn't just write a $650 million check to make $650 million. They wrote that check with the intention to make billions and billions and billions of dollars. And again, they're doing everything in their power to help us, to make us look good. First time I met Alan Fernley, I said, what's your job going to be? And he said, my job is going to be to make you look as good as you can possibly look. I said, hey, I like you already. You know, I don't know what that means, but that sounds good. They gave away a BMW. I want to put a person in a BMW every other day last year, you know, paying out over $100 million a year in commissions. In the last 10 years, paid out $1 billion. That is to associates. That is chicken feed compared to where we're headed in the future, and I'm just excited about it. So as a quick recap, none of this means anything if you're not emotionally connected to your definite major purpose, to the thing that drives you, to the thing that's going to keep you up at night and wake you up early in the morning and keep you busting it, as you know, all day long or in the hour or 2 or 3 hours if you're part-time each day that you're working the business. When you have your why clearly in mind, then you look at why Legal Shield. We are unique within our profession. There is nothing like it, and you're not going to meet a competitor out there. We have a real product that makes a real difference, and it pays crazy money. For some of us, $5, $5 on every dollar, $6 on every dollar, even $7 or $8 on every dollar you send the company, depending on your level. And why now? Because it's getting good. It's getting good, and it's only going to get better. We've got 140, 150 millionaire club members in the company so far today, and we ain't seen nothing yet. Truly, I believe with everything in me that our best days are in front of us. And with that said, I'm going to pass the call back over to you, Mr. Moore. And again, thank you for the invitation to share.
Well,
I tell you what, Chris, you re-inspired me, and I think I stay inspired. In fact, when I come home tonight, Randy and I had been out today, and I thought tomorrow's going to be a great day, so I went and got my platinum blazer out, got my colored tie out to match up with it, put the American flag on it, put the Legal Shield emblem on it, so I would be ready for in the morning, because tomorrow will be the first day of the rest of my career. And what you said tonight was directly on target. What Dave said was absolutely great. I tell you, it's just a wonder that we got such great people like you on our team, and we appreciate you very, very much. And thank you for all the information. I could feel your enthusiasm over the phone. We love you guys. We appreciate you guys. And let Randy see if he has a few words. Randy, did we lose you?
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now.
All right. Nick Hughes, we appreciate you so very much. I want to quickly go out to the state of Virginia. Your older brother, Jeff, I believe, is on. Mm-hmm. He's very, very excited about you. And of course, he can say just a few – I think he might want to say just a few words. Are you on, Nick Hughes?
I am.
All right. Go right ahead, Jeff.
Well, great job on the training tonight, both from Dave and from Chris. And Chris, just echoing, following up on what you're talking about, you know, I love the numbers that you gave. I never really thought about how we send them a buck, they send a seven, you know, and that's I remember back when I first was telling you guys how the comp plan worked, and I said you send in $26 or $25, I guess is what it was then, for the extended family. You send in $25 and they send you back $49 or whatever the pay plan was. And you were like, what? How do they send you back more than you send them? I'm like, I don't know. I think it's Oklahoma math, but they've been doing it for 28 years, so it's really at work, you know? I wasn't quite sure how it worked, because I was a commission fee salesman, and I was paid 10% commission. So if I sold a pair of $25 fees, I got $2.50. I, you know, $50 back. And, you know, the comp plan never ceases to amaze me. You know, somebody pointed out to me the other day, it's like, we really have the opportunity in this company to make money out of thin air. You know, in most businesses, you have to buy inventory. You know, Ms. Kenmore, you were in the meat business, and you had to buy, you know, a cow or a pig or whatever, and you had to invest your money in that, and you'd cut it up into pieces, and you'd sell it and try to make a profit. We don't have to do that. You know, we sell a promise. We create it out of, you know, basically out of thin air, where you're explaining something that's an intangible. But the company puts something very tangible into our bank accounts, and that's cash. You know, we can go and pull that money out. We can hold it. We can spend it. We can invest it. And I think that's an amazing thing. And the thing I were talking today with my wife, Cindy, and I said, you know, when I first saw Legal Shield, you know, I was sold the membership first by Judy Garden, and we went to the business briefing in Dallas the very first time back in August of 1999 because we were going to buy the membership. I told Cindy, but we're not going to do the business. I mean, this is not what we're looking for, but, you know, she's a nice lady. She buys a couple pair of shoes every month. I don't want to make her mad. We need to get her will done. Let's just go over and we'll listen to it, and then we'll get the membership, and we'll come home. You know, that was kind of the plan. But when we heard the presentation, I thought, this is a great idea. You know, I said, if I can sell shoes for a living, I can sell this stuff. You know, not everybody needs a pair of high heel red shoes, but everybody needs this. And, you know, I was a little scared of Cindy. I wasn't sure if she'd want to do this. She, you know, didn't seem like something that she would be interested in to me. But when I looked at her and I said, well, can we at least buy the membership? She said, if you don't do this business, I will. And that's when I knew that she saw what I saw, which is, it was a great idea, like Chris said. It's a completely unique service. It's badly needed, and it's priced to sell. And the only reason people don't have it is they don't know about it, and our job is to tell people about it or give them the information when they can make the decision. And then once they make that decision, we enroll themselves as members, we pay. And, you know, my concern was, I don't want to do this by myself. You know, I told you, I've got three brothers. They're all looking for ways to make extra money. If I do this, I want to do it with them. So I'd like to talk to them first. And then that's when Judy said, now if you talk to them, you're going to mess this up. Let me get you a video. And, you know, it was literally, that was the thought process. You know, membership makes sense. I want to get it. Then I find out what the opportunity is, that this is, you can make money. You can make a lot of money. And I wanted to share that information with my family and my friends. some of them joined me in the business, and the rest is history. So love the call tonight, Mr. Moores. You guys do a wonderful job, and thank you so much for always putting on these calls. And for those who have never put on a conference call, you have no idea the stress that it takes and the work that it takes to put these on every week. And so I want to thank you all, you three gentlemen, for doing such a great job and bringing such a value-added service to the Moore Success team.
Well, Jeff, Chris, thank you guys very much. Mr. Dave Hall did an incredible job. Mr. Moore, I'm going to go ahead, and we went just a few minutes over, but I think it was a great call tonight, and I'll turn it back over to you, sir.
Well, you know, Randy, one thing that he said over and over was professionalism. This is a professional business. Act like a professional. Built pride in being a professional, because this is a business you don't have to take your tuck head to. You can look people in the eye. You can have, you know, you can just have that warm, good feeling in yourself about what you just did. You don't have to walk away thinking, man, like Wilbur and I did in the early days, I hope this works. We know it works. We know what we have about it. We know we're going to get paid. So let's just do this. Let's keep putting our family first, put God first. I mean, excuse me. God first, our family second, and put Legal Shield third, but work it with everything within us and just keep doing like Chris and Dave Hall said. Let's just get in there, have some activity, go out and do it. God bless you, and good night.
Good night, everyone.